Joining us on the fan line, he is the high school sports mogul for Midco Sportsnet, our good friend Jason Andera.
I think that's got some staying power.
You like that?
I like it. I like it.
You mean high school sports mogul?
I think it's...
Yeah, I'm trying something new.
Wow. That is hot.
We've got gurus and we've got experts all over. I thought I'd try mogul.
Is that if that's what you put on your business card, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
I wonder if that Twitter handle's available.
All right, we'll check that out right away when we're done here. Nice to have you with us today there, Jason.
What's that? I'm sorry.
It's nice to have you with us today.
It is nice to be here. It's we could talk football for hours. Let's get into it.
You know, we're not going to get into the triple A's or the double A's for 11-man because that's not till Friday. So let's deal with the games that are going on tonight. Let's start off with Class 9B. All right, I'm going to give you, of the four meetings tonight, which one will be the closest? You got Hamlin against Hitchcock-Tulare, Harding County against Burke South Central, Avon versus Del Rapids St. Mary's, and then Wall versus Falkton area. Which one will be the closest?
I think it's going to be Harding County and Burke South Central. I mean, Burke South Central has an athlete named Turner Sayre, and these nine-man teams that have kids like that can be in any game. And Harding County, they're ranked a little bit ahead of them seeding-wise, but I think Burke South Central is probably the better team in this case. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think they're going to luck out. Harding County is a very pass-first-oriented team, so they'll be able to pass tonight in the weather. That'll even it out a little bit. I think that's a really good game.
I was on the high school preview program, ArgusLeader.com. We did the program here earlier this afternoon, and I did call for the upset, downright upset, or the all-out upset. I have picked Del Rapids St. Mary to go on the road tonight and beat Avon at Avon tonight.
Wow.
That's bold. I like bold predictions, Craig. Those are two very good teams, and that could be a very good one tonight, too. I just think Avon and their defense and what Logan Mutter brings and Kosmich, they've got a little bit more speed overall than Del St. Mary. But,
St. Mary's got big offensive weapons there for Del Rapids St. Mary.
They do. Josh Brown's had a great year.
So there you go. So other than that, the higher seeds should win tonight then?
They should. I would watch for Falkton area as an upset special in that 6-3 matchup. I think Wall's been undefeated. They have not been tested at all this year. Wall has a really good quarterback, really good balance in Lane Blasius, but Falkton area, that could be a team to watch for if you're going to look for an upset that round.
All right, let's move on to 9A. Which game will be the closest? Leola Frederick against Lemon McIntosh. Woolsey Wessington hosting Alcester Hudson. New Underwood at Howard. Harriet Selby at Potter County. The old Gettysburg Battlers.
Yeah, I think you got to look at that last game you just mentioned, Potter County hosting Harriet Selby. Earlier this year, they played in a 15-12 battle. It was a really close game. Harriet Selby's lost a couple games they probably shouldn't have since that point, but they've got one of the most electric athletes in the class in Cooper Schaefbauer. He can neutralize that, and I think that's going to be very similar to the first time these two teams played to a three-point battle. I think it could be another good one tonight.
Okay. I also picked Alcester Hudson to win tonight. The Cubs get their first road playoff win since 1990, and they take on Woolsey Wessington.
That's a good one, too. Alcester Hudson, I mean, this is a team with only two seniors on their entire roster, and if you look at their entire roster, there's only 18 players there. I mean, it's a small team, and they haven't hit many big bumps in the road yet. They've had a really good year, only one loss, that one loss to Garrettson earlier in the year. That is definitely a team to watch, and they've got a lot of young players on that team, so they just keep getting better and better. So not a bad pick, Craig. I kind of like that one.
Number one seed Leola Frederick and number two seed Howard will have no problems tonight.
I guess.
9AA. All right, which game will be the closest tonight? Gregory hosting Menno Marion. Hill City at Bridgewater Emory Ethan. Elkton Lake Benton at Arlington. Kimball White Lake at Dubrick area.
Oh, there's a couple good ones in there. Yeah. I'm hoping that the Elkton Lake Benton Arlington game is the best game. That's the one I think I'm going to head out to here in a little bit. I would almost expect the road team in this case, Elkton Lake Benton, to get the win over Arlington. They played a close game in the regular season. Arlington has their stars intact with Luke Weber and Andrew King, some very, very talented players, but they have got some depth problems with injuries. And I think the Elks might be ripe to knock them off.
I didn't call for it outright, but I says it's going to be closer than what we expect. Menno Marion against number one Gregory. I think the Gorillas will have a fight in their hands tonight.
Yeah, Menno Marion is a team I had the chance to watch last week, and they came back with a vengeance against Garrettson, and they've got a great quarterback in Nick Gortmaker. This guy, I think he's about 1,300 yards rushing. He can pass the ball as well. This is a team that can just move the ball. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see them give Gregory some trouble, but I just like Gregory so much I couldn't pick the upset there either.
He's Jason Andera, Midco Sportsnet. He is the high school sports guru, mogul, joining us on Sports Talk. With Craig. We have to do some more marketing on that for me to remember.
Yeah, the branding department will get in front of that.
All right, let's move to the 11-man classes. Here are your four games tonight. I love tonight's games in Class 11B. These are dynamite. Tri-Valley is at Winter, Canton at Aberdeen-Roncalli, Redfield Doland at St. Thomas More, and Custer is at Parkston. Tubbs, who do you like?
Which one?
11B.
The game... If you're asking me what game catches my attention, I mean, instantly I go to that Canton Aberdeen Roncalli.
Bingo.
That's the one that everybody's talking about. I mean, that's the one that Canton goes on the road. We know Aberdeen Roncalli. One thing that they do is they get out to huge, huge starts and bury teams early. You know, I don't know that I've seen, Jason, even though this game is going to be at Roncalli, I don't know that I've seen anybody that has taken the home team in this one.
I'm kind of staying out of this one. I'm not sure who to pick. I think almost too many people are on that bandwagon that Canton might win this game. Canton, obviously, I mean, their defense is, what, 5 shutouts in the last 6 games? But Aberdeen-Roncalli, they've given up 30 points over the last 2 months. A very good defense in their own right, but obviously the X factor here is the schedules they've played. Obviously, Canton's had a lot tougher schedule, but I don't know if Roncalli could do much more with the schedule that they've been given. We talked to Terry Dosh, and he said, you know, sometimes we're kind of uninspired, and I think that's just because they're so much better than the competition that they can't, you know, bring their A game. So they are very much looking forward to tonight where they can host a game and they can play their tails off against a really good team. And both these teams have some big guys. They both have quick guys. I'm looking for Dalton Cox out of Roncalli to really have a big night.
Cody Majors of Canton will be huge, too, for them, won't he?
What's that?
Majors will be huge for Canton as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Canton has got great athletes. The defense is great on the depth. The lines will match up size-wise. So, yeah, this is going to be a great one. We're going to have our cameras there to get highlights and try to get some post-game sound for our show on Wednesday night.
Well, and, you know, we talk about Canton's defense, what they've done, 5 shutouts in 6 games. Let's not forget Ron Colley has had 3 shutouts defensively in the last 6 games.
I don't want to go to the – you know, I mentioned it on the program today with Stu Whitney and Eric Thorsenson. On ArgusLeader.com. You got to look at the schedule. I mean, they only played one team above 500.
But you can only play who you can play.
I understand, but you have to think about that when you decide which team is going to be better and how you match up. Unfortunately, Roncalli just has not played the schedule like Canton has played. Canton, remember, blew out West Central here not too long ago.
I mean, you look at it, you're right. We get back to the scheduling where Canton has obviously played a tougher schedule, and Roncalli has been kind of waiting around and just beating up the teams that they can and not overly dominant. I mean, they gave up 10 points to Groton, and they had a close game earlier in the year to teams that they should really beat. And like I said, the coach Dosh says sometimes we're just uninspired. We just don't have the challenge that we need. But you look at what this Roncalli team did last year with basically the same players on their team, making it to the semifinals and playing with Tri-Valley until the second half where Tri-Valley kind of pulled away a little bit. They're not that much different than these teams that we see around here, the Cantons and the Parkstons and the, you know, these good 11B teams that we see. I think that they might surprise you tonight. I don't know who I'd pick. I really can't pick a winner in this one. I think it'll be a close one.
I went with Canton, and another one I thought is going to be close, and if there's going to be an upset tonight in this class, it's going to be Redfield Doland at St. Thomas More. My folks out in, my friends who I have out in Rapid City, they're very nervous about this one at St. Tommy More.
Well, they should be. I mean, if you talk about tough games that Roncalli has played, the toughest game and closest game they've had all year is Redfield Doland. And they've got a guy named Landon Rolfs running the ball, and this guy's a guy who can put up 200 yards in a drop of a hat. And on the other hand, you got St. Thomas More, who's got a good record, but they lost Newt Johnson earlier in the year. They're one real difference maker in the backfield. And they've been trying to do it with Riley Shear and a couple other guys sharing the ball, rotating carries. Matthew Eastmo does a good job at quarterback. But, yeah, they're just not at the same level as some of these other teams in 11B. And I like 11B, by the way, because, you know, this is the most competitive class, and it's because there's so many teams. There's 24 teams in this class, where in some of these other 11-man classes you only see 16 teams, 8 teams, 10 teams. I mean, they've got some depth in this class. It makes the tournament much more interesting.
All right, let's move on to the final class that plays tonight, Class 11A. Which one will be the closest? Vermilion at Madison, Belfouche at Del Rapids, Chamberlain at Hot Springs, or T-Area at West Central?
Well, this is the most uninteresting class of the five that we've got going tonight. I don't see a close game on the board in any one of these four matchups. I think all four home teams walk away with a win. The team I don't know much about is Hot Springs, and they play Chamberlain, which is a team they should handle. We saw West Central totally take out T a couple weeks ago. If you would have asked me that a couple weeks ago, I thought that would be the closest game.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't think T is just physically at the level they need to be. I don't think that's going to be a close one. Vermilion played out of their minds last week to get a win. They're not going to have a shot, unfortunately, against a great Madison team. So I don't see a great game on this board.
Yeah, West Central and T, what was it, 49-6?
46-9.
Something like that, yeah. A couple of weeks ago. And I would not be surprised if that happens again. West Central has kind of found itself, I believe, here in the last couple of weeks, especially after they got whooped by Canton here.
Was that a wake-up call for them?
I think so.
Getting whooped up by Canton?
I think it was a wake-up call, and it's also a point where they were transitioning their quarterback. They had the quarterback early in the year out with a collarbone injury. Their young quarterback came in, and he started playing better after that game. But they had those two games in a row where he was kind of shell-shocked. And that Canton game, like you said, I think it woke him up. But after that, the way they played against Del Rapids and the way they played against T, they're rolling right now, and I wouldn't want to be in the Trojans' way.
All righty. What is coming up on Midco Sportsnet over the next couple of nights there, Mr. Mogul?
Well, the show I'm working on is Varsity Sports Now, and we're going to be able to preview all seven semifinal matchups coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So it's all about high school football this week. We've got three nights of high school football this week. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Friday, Saturday.
By the way, it is great,
but it's hard on those media people. Working every night.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's tough. Oof, yikes. By the way.
Sorry, honey, I got to go watch another football game.
I don't know how you do it. I was wondering, have the ratings come in from when Tubbs was on your program last week? I'm sure
the female
demos were huge, I'm sure.
Yes, we got a spike. We had a dozen more viewers than usual. So somebody must have tripped. I don't know.
He must have told his family he was going to be on.
Hey, that's what happened. I'm good for that quarter of an hour, Jason. I'm telling you, man.
We've got you on speed dial. We've got you on speed. We've had both of you on. We should compare the ratings.
We should. Let's do that.
That would have been a great idea.
Break it down by demographics and everything.
Yeah. I skew the upper demos, that's for darn sure.
Just a little bit.
All right. Jason, good stuff as always. There are going to be some great games tonight. The weather's going to hold off. I'm sure glad we're playing tonight instead of tomorrow because it would be pretty awful tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take it while we can.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the time.
We'll talk again
soon. There he goes. Jason Andera, Midco Sportsnet, joining us on the fan line.
The mogul.
The high school football playoffs against only 11A, 11B, and the nine mans tonight. The winners tonight will play the semifinals on Saturday. Meanwhile, Class 11AAA and 11AA, they'll play their semifinals coming up this Friday. That's where we will focus our attention coming up on Friday. Both games at Howard Wood Field, plus some coverage of Harrisburg at Pier. And we'll also follow Yankton at Watertown as well. But all of that will be coming up on Friday.